This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Welcome back to another DCO Discourse podcast. My name is Caitlin Doyle, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Manager here at DCO. Today, we wanted to talk about seasonal affective disorder. Now, you may be thinking, why are we talking about this now? We're well into April, and winter's over. It's important to note that though seasonal affective disorder is often related to the winter months, seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that is related to changes in seasons and begins and ends around the same time each year. Seasonal affective disorder, which is typically associated with the winter months, can also manifest in the springtime, albeit in a slightly different way. This is called reverse seasonal affective disorder, where symptoms begin to worsen during the spring, continuing into summer. So what exactly is reverse seasonal affective disorder, and why does it happen? So seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of depression that typically emerges in the fall and persists through winter, linked to reduced sunlight exposure. It affects many people, with an additional number of people experiencing milder forms termed the winter blues. Conversely, reverse SAD affects a smaller demographic, with symptoms worsening as spring arrives and lingers through summer. Now, if some of the following seems to happen each year and have a real impact on your life, while improving during certain seasons, it may be seasonal affective disorder. This, of course, is not a diagnosis, but just monitor these symptoms, and if you are concerned, you can always speak to a medical professional to see how they can best support you. If you're feeling like you're sleeping all the time or having trouble getting a good night's sleep, tired all the time, it's making it hard to carry out daily tasks, there's a change in appetite, a feeling of sadness, guilt, or general feeling of being down on yourself, feeling hopeless, irritable, tense, and stressed, and avoiding people or activities that you used to enjoy. Again, it's important to note that this is not a diagnosis, and if you are concerned, please speak to a medical professional to see how they can best support you. Of course, the causes of springtime depression are not entirely clear, especially if the majority of studies are conducted on quote-unquote winter seasonal affective disorder. Some theories suggest that shifts in sunlight exposures affect mood-regulating hormones like serotonin and melatonin, which leads to SAD. And a large reason people experience anxiety during the springtime is due to that change in weather. Of course, most people have a fear of change to an extent, so any change brings on a certain level of anxiety or depression or overall feelings of unease. Of course, we have no control over the weather, so when the most obvious and inescapable change is occurring in the environment, it can definitely make us feel lost and depressed. It's also theorized that allergens and toxins in the environment can aggravate anxiety through inflammation. There is research that suggests that mood disorders worsen in the spring, particularly among those who are battling with depression and stress disorders already. In fact, spring sees a spike in suicides and suicidal thoughts, with April often being marked as the cruelest month for suicide rates. A study on the seasonality of suicidal behavior from the National Library of Medicine, which I will link in the show notes if you'd like to take a look yourself, found that, quote, "The seasonality of suicide has been shown to co-occur with the seasonal peaks in ambient pollen collection. The inflammatory reaction induced by aeroallergens involves the production of Th2, cytokines, which in animal models have been associated with increased anxiety-like behavior, reduced social interaction, and aggressive behavior, all of which can be considered as endophenotypes for suicidal behavior. Furthermore, the seasonal peak in aeroallergens resulting in the concomitant worsening of allergy symptoms could, bracket, via inflammatory mediators of worsening allergy symptoms, close bracket, potentially worsens depressive symptoms, anxiety, and impulsivity in mood disorder patients, resulting in an exacerbated risk of suicidal behavior, end quote. So that is a mouthful to take in. However, it is all leading to the fact that allergies, the environment, all of these other things that come with springtime can lead to seasonal affective disorder. So in essence, while spring symbolizes renewal for many, for some it is a time of heightened mental health struggles. Recognizing and addressing these challenges is so important in supporting those affected by reverse SAD and other springtime mood disorders. So how can we help manage reverse seasonal affective disorder and those springtime blues? I'm pulling from a couple different articles here, so I'll link all of those in the show notes if you're interested on learning more about how to manage reverse seasonal affective disorder or seasonal affective disorder in general. So I think the first thing is it's so important to remember that you're not alone. It's very easy to fall into the habit of singling oneself out during the springtime. Of course, it can feel like you're the only person stuck feeling this way while everyone else seems to be enjoying some warmer weather and everything that comes with spring. So of course, feelings like this can worsen one's depression. So remind yourself that others are feeling the same way too, and this can help with some of these symptoms of reverse SAD. And also, if you're looking for help for a friend, reminding them that these feelings are normal. And if it's a friend that is struggling with reverse seasonal affective disorder, be sure to remind them that they're not alone. Of course, getting enough sleep is super important. Of course, we deal with the time changes, spring forward, and that, of course, can affect someone's sleep. People afflicted by springtime seasonal depression may notice, of course, their sleeping patterns changing. So to combat this, it's important to get an adequate amount of sleep. And if it's excess sunlight that's messing with your serotonin and melatonin production, finding ways to possibly darken your room as the nights get lighter out may prove to be helpful. Another thing that might be helpful for you is some spring cleaning. Of course, we know being organized helps relieve stress and saves time, and the act of cleaning can be therapeutic to many. I find that when I declutter my spaces, it also helps me declutter my mind. So this might be something that's helpful for you. We also just recently did a podcast on the benefits of spring cleaning, if you want to check that out and see, you know, some tips and the benefits of spring cleaning in general. Working out and staying active is also something that may help with seasonal affective disorder. Of course, we know the benefits of exercising to mental health is so huge. When we work on our physical health, we in turn work on our mental health. So this can help you to ease some of these symptoms. Even going on a short walk with a friend, however you find your way to stay active and getting outside is important. And this ties into the next one, which is avoid remaining in isolation. Of course, this can be hard, but if you can find a way to call a friend or FaceTime a friend or, you know, invite them over for tea, anything you can do to find ways to make yourself not feel so alone, that's important. It's best to remain surrounded by people that you trust and love to ease some of these feelings. Of course, eating a nutrient-rich diet is crucial for physical health, but it can also help strengthen your mind. So make sure you're finding ways to consume foods that make you feel good. And of course, indulge in some self-care. I think that self-care often goes neglected and forgotten when we live these busy lives, especially springtime. I think things are picking up again and getting busier and busier as we move into these summer months. So it's really important to take a step back and take care of what you need. It can be challenging to practice and maintain a routine while catering to other people, yourself. It can be super overwhelming. So find a self-care activity that you can do each night. Maybe it's reading, a bit of meditation, going for that walk, whatever it is, even if it's 15 minutes, find some time for that self-care. And if you can do a whole day of self-care, that's awesome too. But some of these simple activities can really aid in managing symptoms of springtime depression and reverse SAD. And of course, it is important to note that medication can be helpful for treating all kinds of depression, including SAD. So different kinds of medication, of course, work in different ways. So you can talk to your doctor to find out if medication is right for you and how you should use it. Counseling may also be another option for you. We can look at something called cognitive behavioral therapy, which is also effective for depression. A health professional who uses this approach can teach you skills to help you change the view of the world around you. They often do this by coaching you to break the negative patterns of depression, including the thoughts and actions that can keep depression going. Cognitive behavioral therapy may also be used alongside other treatments like light therapy or medication. Of course, talk to a healthcare professional to see if either of these are right for you. As well, many of our member centers operate 24/7 if you would like to talk to someone there. You can find your nearest member center at dcontario.org/locations. Thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to our podcast. I hope the information today was helpful, and I hope that we're feeling less alone in maybe some of these springtime blues, or if you yourself are experiencing reverse SAD. I hope that this has proved to be helpful. Again, as a reminder, to connect with support related to anything in this episode or for anything else going on in your life, please again visit www.dcontario.org/locations to find your nearest member center. Thank you so much again for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I hope you tune in next week for another DCO Discourse podcast.